This is the Steve Gruber Show. Sitting in today for Steve is Scott Bertram.
On this day in 2008, that's 10 years ago, drummer Earl Palmer passed away. Man, I know him by name, but man, oh man, did he play on a bunch of music that you know, including this one, Tutti Frutti from Little Richard, over the Beach Boys, and Ike and Tina Turner, and the Monkees, and Fats Domino, and Neil Young, and Elvis Costello, and the Righteous Brothers, and Randy Newman, and many, many more. Great drummer through the annals of history, one of the really, really the first rock and roll drummers that sound. Tutti Frutti and others, Little Richard. Earl Palmer died on this day back in 2008. The phone lines, we go here on the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. To talk with Tom Leonard, current Speaker of the Michigan House, candidate for Attorney General in the state as well. Go to leonard4ag.com for more info. Tom, welcome into the Steve Gruber Show.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Can you hear me okay?
Indeed, yes. No problems at all.
Okay, hey, great. Thank you. Good morning, and happy to be on.
Great. You know, I you know, people are, I don't know, we're 48, 47 days away. People are perhaps just starting to get locked into what's happening on these campaigns. Tell us a bit about the position of Attorney General, why you're well-suited for it.
Well, you know, the Attorney General is the state's top or chief law enforcement official in the state of Michigan, and they are the state's attorney. They represent all state departments. They represent all state employees. Most importantly, the Attorney General, I believe, is there to keep people safe. There are, you know, many crimes that they prosecute, and I was a former prosecutor. I was a prosecutor in Flint for nearly 3 years. I was a drug prosecutor for much of that time. I know what it's like to be in the courtroom and put bad guys in jail. I've been out on the streets with the officers, but I've also worked within the Attorney General's office. From the prosecutor's office, I worked in the AG's office, and when I'm elected the state's next Attorney General, it's going to be the first time in the history of our state that we've actually elected somebody that has experience within that office.
Tom, there's a report out, I guess, from this past weekend about your opponent in the race, Dana Nessel, which, look, I'll use the word concerning. You can fill in the blanks, but this is, you know, I just want to know, these aren't your allegations. This is a, you know, a third-party news service putting forward the story about your opponent.
Right, and it's not just a news service. These allegations are coming directly from former employees of hers, and very, I would say, very, very troubling allegations, and you know, certainly demonstrate why she's unfit for the office. I mean, it came out that she had created a culture, and let me, you know, some of the words that were used here by some of these former employees on her staff. They said the environment was toxic. They said it was a horrible situation. They said she created an environment of fear. They said that there was absolute chaos, but most troubling, they said that she was abusive. And when you look at the Attorney General's office, that is an office that has to work with our prosecutors, our law enforcement. They've got to work with the legislature. But most importantly, they've got to manage over 500 employees and an over $100 million budget. We cannot have somebody walking into that office that's going to create a toxic environment and be abusive to employees. So I believe she's unfit for the office.
There's a line in the AP story, Tom. It says people had developed strategies for interactions with her. And then this person said that when he joined the office, was quickly warned about a toxic, or joined the joined her, was warned about a toxic environment. That line sticks. I think we've all, you know, in some job we've had, dealt with those bosses or fellow employees like, oh, don't talk to them on Mondays, or, you know, if you got just email, don't go in person. That's a bad way to run what is a very important, that would be a bad way to run a very important office in this state.
Yeah, no, the office would not be able to function. And like I said, this is an office that has to work closely with our prosecutors. They prosecute crimes, but they also, for instance, when I was in the Attorney General's office, I was one of about a dozen assistants that had to defend the state on multi-million-dollar lawsuits. I mean, you've got to have somebody there that's level-headed. You cannot create a culture where, you know, our employees are going to feel like they're abused. If we do, these lawsuits are going to fall through the cracks. It's going to hurt the state. We need somebody there that's going to have a level head. Now, I will also say this. When I, you know, when this broke and we held a press conference on it, I was not standing alone. I was standing there with sheriffs, prosecutors. Mm-hmm. I was standing there with the Police Officers Association of Michigan, who has endorsed my candidacy. I mean, these are people that know that Dana Nessel is unfit to be the state's top cop.
The story also mentions that your opponent has gone through 4 campaign managers, 6 spokespersons through her campaign, some perhaps anecdotal evidence of issues. Those numbers aren't normal, are they?
No, they are not normal. In fact, I think she's also been through 20 staffers total. You know, when you look at our campaign, we've had 0 turnaround. You know, you've got to treat your employees with dignity and respect, certainly if you're going to be the state's next attorney general.
There's an excellent chance that many people voting for Tom Leonard for attorney general also will be voting for Bill Schuette for governor, I would imagine. Are you confident in your relationship with Bill Schuette? Can you guys work as a team in Lansing?
Oh, absolutely. We've got a great relationship. Bill Schuette is a great friend of mine. He's going to make a great governor. But let me be very clear here. The attorney general's office is one that should not be politicized. When I'm the state's next attorney general, I will be the state's attorney. So it doesn't matter who the governor is. I fully expect that will be Bill Schuette. But regardless of who that person is, I will be representing the state of Michigan. I will be representing all of those departments. That will be my job.
And we've got about 45 seconds or so. You know, the opioid epidemic, the more that we learn, the worse it seems, and the harder we look for a way out. Your again, quick thoughts on what the AG's office can do in that realm.
Absolutely. I've made a huge focus on mental health as Speaker of the House. I'm going to continue to do so as the state's next attorney general. I've met with prosecutors. Many of them need help with these treatment courts. I want to assist them. I want to partner with them. This is an epidemic we're going to continue to tackle.
All right. Tom Leonard, Speaker of the Michigan House, candidate for attorney general. Find him at leonardforag.com or on Twitter at TomLeonard28. That's out there, too. Hey, Tom, thank you so much for your time today and for jumping on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. It's Tom Leonard, candidate for attorney general here in Michigan. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company serving Michigan since 1947. Locally owned and operated, Wolverine delivers statewide. Get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. It's Wednesday, September 19th. And it's Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Plan to attend Salt Lake Global's upcoming event celebrating the sanctity of human life in Lansing, Michigan, September the 29th. Learn how to effectively engage the culture and defend family values with truth and grace. Check out this exciting opportunity at slgwitness.com. For tickets, go to slgwitness.com. Limited seating available for celebrating the sanctity of human life. So register today at slgwitness.com. That's slgwitness.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day fighting to deliver powerful business advocacy and political action vital to the success of Michigan businesses. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is working to make Michigan the best state in the country to live, work, raise a family, or build a business by strengthening communities and improving our quality of life. We work to improve workforce readiness and build the entrepreneurial spirit that has powered and defined Michigan for decades. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, on the job every day fighting for Michigan's future.